How do I even come back on here with new notions to give you guys? What is up, you guys? My name is Halea Sade, and this is the Lay It Down with Lay podcast, an experience podcast where I experience lifestyle and offer the best vulnerable tactics to conquer your experiences yourself. Our previous episode, I was able to touch base with you guys on the passions that make your purpose worth keeping. Yeah, I need to be in the gym. Something so simple as taking everyday experiences and leading different perspectives. Let's get into the talk. I can tell you my problems, meditating my silence. But I keep pushing my pen, rotating my stylus. Brokenness feeling like sin, now no breath, low dollar. Used to be left on red, now all the girls go holler. Now all the girls go follow, all the fake friends gon' pile up. I need peace to borrow, get that shit right back tomorrow. Somehow all the fans go bravo, smile so much to hide my sorrows. Faith is shaky and vibrato. Did you guys like my quick ASMR? Seriously though, override the opinions and satisfy your habits with worthy decisions. Enough with the fairy tale idea that I can make it at the rate that I'm trying now. Have you ever heard the saying, know your worth and add tax? I'd rather put it as, know my habits than add value. I'm over being happy. To pull us back from our previous episode, what I am passionate about doesn't require me to be soft about. It's only been since July since we've discussed the journey of self-development. Not advising myself on the motives I could give you would only benefit the degree of audience I surround myself with. Let's take our time with self-development. During the initial start of this podcast, I could hardly afford the value of my words, yet alone the invitation of inspiration. If our generations are not the same as built upon, it could only be building and not breaking. Set our focus on achievable habits that are worth those invitations of inspiration. Advice. I recently was able to learn a new skill set, you guys, on how to convert investments in commercial advertising. Doesn't necessarily have anything to do with my degree I chose, but again, a softer skill set to a harder working life. To me, that exceeds acquaintances, social groups, job offers, and family time. Majority of the people who'd properly engage in the content I create are not derived from apologetic worthiness. My social audience, you guys, have been more than reviewers, more than engagement, better than an audience, because we're able to move as we listen and apply the things that we're doing. I had to hurt my brand in the process of bringing forth the knowledge that is automatically passed through learning, living about life, being soft, and softly wording can infinitely infuriate anyone if it's worded indifferent. So thank you for challenging my perspective with rewards of recommendations, higher perspectives, deeper diversion, and confrontational coincidences. Without your input or feedback, our generations wouldn't be differentiated for us to be able to discuss. I hope I had you thinking today, and if you find some time to engage more with our content, find me on Instagram at Lay It Down Podcast. And be sure to subscribe to this channel, share with your friends, and apply experience to your expertise. Until next time, Leia babes, stay wavy. I can tell you my problems, meditating my silence. But I keep pushing my pen, rotating my stylus. Brokenness feeling like sin, not no breath, low dollar. Used to be left on red, now all the girls go holler. Now all the girls go follow. All the fake friends gon' pile up. I need peace to borrow, get that shit right back tomorrow. Somehow all the fans go bravo, smile so much to hide my sorrows. Faith is shaky and vibrato.